episode 365, A Glimmer of Hope.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you doing? I pray you have had a wonderful week. Can you believe it's already the end of our first full week in 2016? I cannot believe it. I'm just like totally, well, okay, overwhelmed is not really a good word. Let's use the word amazed. Amazed is a good word, right? It's kind of like it stops you in your tracks, and yet maybe you don't know exactly where you're going, but you kind of do, and you're like, oh, well, yeah, I'm amazed. Let's go with that one. I hope you are amazed today, and you know what? Today, we're just going to chat a little bit about a glimmer of hope. I know getting back in the swing of things with the kids going back to school, getting back into your routines, and all of a sudden, you begin to kind of feel this huge burden on your shoulders, like, this is just the beginning of 2016, and I'm already tired. But you know what? There's a glimmer of hope. Do not give up. The beginning is always the hardest. You're in the beginning. This is the beginning of the new year. And you have all of these aspirations and dreams for 2016. You're already looking down to December, and you haven't even gotten through January yet. I mean, we're barely halfway through. And already you're going, if only I would have done that this way, then it would have been a lot different. You know, you need to stop beating yourself up. And you need to know that there's always a glimmer of hope. You are at the beginning stages of 2016. And as you're beginning to look at the goals that you want to achieve, I've shared with you all some of my goals. In fact, maybe I'll just do a bonus one on just my goals for 2016. You know, just kind of some fun stuff. It'd be a bonus episode. So if you don't want to listen to it, you don't have to. But you know, when you're setting those goals and already you're running into things like, oh, you remember the weight loss one? And you've already been on the scale every single day and every single night because you're like, oh, I'm doing it this time. I'm really going to commit to it this time. I'm doing this. And it's not budging at all. And you're like, okay. So then you're sitting back going, that pizza sounds real good about right now. I'd like to have two full bowls of pasta. Anything to take this feeling away. There is a glimmer of hope for you. And when you're feeling kind of yucky and the weather, I don't know about you, but it has been gloomy, droomy, dreary, whatever eerie you want to put on the end of a word with the consonants at the beginning, it is not good. It's just a plain yucky mess outside. I mean, we're getting sleet and rain and now the snow. We still have snow on the ground because we haven't even, we're not hitting much above the freezing temperature. So the snow that did come is still there. But it's just like the stuff just keeps falling. And so now the ground's getting kind of soggy, which leads to kind of mush. And then now the mud's coming up. And, you know, that's kind of sometimes how our New Year's begins after we ring it in. The celebration is there, and now we've got to clean up all of those Christmas and holiday ornaments and put the tree away. And then already you're sitting down going, I am already tired, and I have 11 months and 3 weeks to go. Am I ever going to get through this? Do not give up. The beginning is always the hardest. You know, when you feel like you're always running into those brick walls and you think you're doing better, but then you're like, where are my results? I need results. But you're not seeing those results. That overwhelm of, gosh, I find myself coming and going all the time. I don't like my job. I want to start my own business. I'm just mad about the whole thing. The goals, you just don't seem to be reaching. There is a glimmer of hope. So what can you do? Today, I just wanted you to think about you. I want you to think about and remove yourself from all the goals that you've set. Remove yourself from the 22 and a half pounds you want to lose. Remove yourself from, I hate my job. Remove yourself as being a mommy for just 2 seconds. That's all. Because you don't get much more than that, right? Right. Seriously. And I want you to just remove yourself from even being married. I want you to sit and be still. And I want you to think about your blessings. I want you to think about where you are right now at this moment. You can give yourself a glimmer of hope by turning all the extra noise off. We live our lives in a noisy, noisy world. We let activities consume us. We let food control us. We let habits drag us down. But really, if you step back and you turn off the noise, don't turn me off yet. Turn off the, you can in a few minutes here, okay? Hear me out though. Turn off your music. Turn off the TV. Kind of like de-digitize yourself, so to speak. Remove yourself from the electronical world. If the kids are happy for 2.5 seconds, great. Go to the garage if you have to and put yourself in the car and close the door. That might be the quietest area right now. And I want you just to breathe. And as you're breathing, I want you to feel your heartbeat. I want you to know how present you are in the moment that you're in right now. I want you to think about the blessings that you have been given. And yes, count them all as blessings. Your husband, your children. Okay, men, you know, your wife if you're listening. Think about that, oh, I can pay my bills. Maybe not how I want to, but I can pay my bills. I get to move. I'm healthy. I can feel my heartbeat, a glimmer of hope. When you begin to turn off the noisy world around you, it gives you time to grasp a glimmer of hope. You see, we can get wrapped up in what we want to accomplish this year. We can get wrapped up in what we don't have. We can get wrapped up in how busy we are. But ultimately, the one thing that you need to hold on to is you. You need to be present within yourself so you can continue every single day with a glimmer of hope. By having a glimmer of hope, it opens you up to what? More smiles. More joy, vibrant living, and you begin to feel better naturally. So turn off the noise today. Just kind of tune out, even if it's just for 2.5 minutes. That sounds so short, but it can be life-changing minutes for your day. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you, and go make a glimmer of hope. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.